Welcome to Travel Heads Radio. This podcast takes a closer look into once-in-a-lifetime travel experiences around the world. We want to introduce you to unique establishments and proficient tour operators. Get ready to meet gracious locals and hear interviews with recent travelers. These podcast episodes will guide you and raise your awareness about lesser-known hotspots and adventures across the globe. Travel Heads is presented by the host of one of YouTube's longest-running travel channels. So, sit back and enjoy this extensive look into the most exciting travel lifestyles imaginable. Here's your host, Rocklin.
Yo, welcome back. This is Travel Heads Radio. My name is Rocklin. As you know, Travel Heads is a daily podcast with me, Rocklin, the guy from Passport Kings. I interview customers, frequent travelers, experts in the industry, and I answer a lot of questions from my videos through the podcast. Lately, I've been driving around a lot, so I know how valuable a podcast could be. Sometimes you don't want to sit in your car and just listen to music the whole time. You want to be inspired. You want to like just have something interesting to listen to that is new for one thing, and something that will just take your mind on a journey somewhere. So I think that the best way to do it is through podcasts. So that's why I am now just trying to record a podcast every day. So I am still. I'm just confused. I don't want to say confused because I didn't look it up that much, but I'm still like unaware of how to really get my phone calls to come in so it can be recorded on the podcast. So when I interview people, we could just have a good back and forth. But that is definitely something that I want to get situated for the next episode of Travel Heads Radio. But today we're going to do the normal. We're just going to answer some questions. I had a whole lot of questions from the video that I made called The 6 Worst Places to Live in Atlanta. And being that there's so many questions, I think I'm going to break this up into a couple of parts. And when I do the drive around videos on Passport Kings, when I do the drive around videos on Passport Kings, I'll play like the pieces of this podcast so you can be in the Atlanta spirit, I guess you're going to call it. Excuse me. And you can look at me drive around Atlanta so you can see like the different areas that you would possibly like to live in. But this is the other thing that I wanted to say before I cut myself off is I am transferring all of my moving to Atlanta videos. I'm transferring them all over to a brand new YouTube channel called Moving to Atlanta. So I will leave the link to that new YouTube page in the description of this podcast so you guys can and that's just for the people that only come to the Passport Kings channel for Atlanta content. I'm going to make sure that that's all in one place. I know it's me starting a channel from zero, which can take a long time to build. This Passport Kings channel itself already took 6 years to like build and have a little bit of friction or a little bit of a reaction from my audience. But things have evolved in my life. I still do travel, and I do want to like slow it down a little bit. Lately, I've been like traveling only like once a month. So I figure I've seen other YouTube pages be pretty successful with putting up videos only once a month. So when I'm traveling just once a month, I will make sure that I still make my Passport Kings videos that way. And I want to make that a more like presentable channel where it is purely travel reviews and the things that I said on my intro video to the Passport Kings channel. So it's going to be like reviews, maybe countdowns about the top 10 countries or islands or something like that. And also the reviews when I go to the resorts. I want people to be able to get a taste of what the resort is going to be like if they are thinking about traveling to those resorts. So with that being said, we're going to move on to the questions that I've been receiving on that video called Six Worst Places to Live in Atlanta. And I have, like I said, I have quite a bit, so we're going to get right into it. Right now, I'm just scrolling down all the way to the beginning so I can start off with the first question that I was asked. And in the meantime, while I'm doing that, I want you guys to go to www.passportkings.com if you are thinking about flying anytime soon. I have cracked the code, people. The way that my search engine is set up, and you'll see it as soon as you get to the first page, it's the first thing you see. The way that that engine is set up is that it compares all the prices from all of the online search engines, and it will find the lowest price on the flight. I always went, like in the past, before I made the updates to the website, I was always like trying to find people the best flight possible, and most times I did, and it's not really a hard process to do, but I mean, for it to be commissionable to me, I would just find the best possible situation. That way, the person, when they get on the flight, they won't have to worry about little side expenses and the airline changing things and all of that stuff. But after years of doing that, I've come to realize that people don't care. All they care about is this the lowest price? And through a lot of research, I would say about 6 years worth of research, I have finally cracked the code where I am going to be able to show you guys, I'm currently right now able to show you guys the very lowest prices on flights. Hotels also you're able to pick from passportkings.com and get a comparable price to everywhere else, but I can guarantee you that when it comes to flights, you will find the lowest price tickets on your flights at passportkings.com. All you got to do is just go to the first page, type in where you're going, type in the date and the time, and if you need a return ticket, and press enter, and that my website will do magic and it'll find all of the best prices that these airlines have ever offered, and those will be available to you. So I hope next time you're ready to fly, you don't go to Expedia and Barry's pages. I forgot the guy's last name, but he's the one that owns like Expedia and Hotwire and all of the other the travel sites that you will like see commercials from on TV. Come to my site, and if you still feel like you're not sure, just open up a web page, open up a tab with my site on it, and open up a tab with their sites on it, and compare the prices, and you'll see that I most times I will beat their lowest price. All right, so I am at the bottom of the questions and comments that I received on the six worst places to live in Atlanta. First one is from Outlaw. He says, thanks for the information. Well, I mean, that's not a question. That's just a comment. But Outlaw, you are welcome. Thanks for checking out my video. And I appreciate you leaving a comment. And looks like you gave me a thumbs up, too. All right. The next one is from Larry M. Lynch. He says, an interesting, informative video. Thanks for the heads up. Well, Larry, you're welcome, and thanks for watching the video. I mean, I've said that twice now, so I probably won't say it for everybody. Thanks for watching the video, but you all get the idea. Thanks for watching the video. Wow, I'm already 8 minutes into it. All right, next one. I'm going to try to speed through these questions. Yo, you talking about my hood, G? Oh, no, he said, yo, you talking about my hood, G? Because he put a question mark at the end. So I guess he doesn't like some of the sentiments that I probably said about somewhere that he was born and raised. But yo, man, I've been in Atlanta or the Metro Atlanta area for over 17 years, and I know where to go and where not to go, and I know where I would like to live, and I know where I would definitely not like to live, and that's all from experience. Some people, they get on these comments and they just say that I'm picking on certain areas, but this is all from experience, man. This is not like research or like just word of mouth or anything like that. This is from me either being there, knowing people that live there, and just comparing that to other places in the Metro Atlanta area. And those six worst places to live in Atlanta, I stand by that. Even though that video is a couple of years old right now, I still stand by it. I know there's a lot of gentrification going on in Metro Atlanta. And like a lot of people say, all of the prices are getting out of hand. And that is the truth. Atlanta is getting really expensive. All right. Next question comes from... this is from Black Sheep Family and Autism YouTube. Oh, the Black Sheep Family. You know what? I am a big fan of your channel. I know you are one of the people that were rocking with Password Kings when I first started, and you're still around to this day, and I truly appreciate it. So thank you, Black Sheep Family and Autism YouTube, or YT. I still appreciate you always supporting me for this entire time. Now, your question is, I didn't know that about Stone Mountain. We looking into Gwinnett. So I guess Black Sheep Family, her and her husband and her kids, they're thinking about moving to Atlanta. So I know this question was quite a few months ago you wrote this. So I wonder if you made your decision yet or if you already moved by now. But all right, but you didn't know that about Stone Mountain. Oh, that thing in that video about Stone Mountain. I think I explained this on the last video or the last podcast that I wrote or that I did. I did make a mistake in the beginning of that video when I was talking about Stone Mountain. I did call it the birthplace of the Ku Klux Klan. I remember talking about this last time, but I don't know if I did. So let me just I'll still explain that I did make a mistake there, and I own up to that mistake. It wasn't the birthplace of the Ku Klux Klan. Somewhere in Tennessee was the birthplace of the Ku Klux Klan. So a lot of people got on me about that, and I mean, hey, a lot of times. I'm a human, so I'm not perfect, and sometimes I get the wrong information, and that was information that I couldn't have possibly lived through experience, because I didn't move down here until 17 years ago, and I don't even think I was born when the Ku Klux Klan started, so that had to be researched. I had to research that, and that's the information that I came up with, but it was wrong. Like I said, they were from Tennessee. I know they were pretty much destroyed when they were in Tennessee. I wouldn't say destroyed, because they are probably in all walks of American culture right now, or all walks of American politics. The chances are there's a Klan member in there that has rose through the ranks all of these years and are making decisions for the rules of America or the rules of each state, and we would think that they are just, we would hope that when we vote for people that we're voting for someone that's just going to be fair, but as we know, a lot of times they get into those offices and they run things through the lens of a racist Klan member, so that's just the way things are. But what was true that I said about Stone Mountain is you don't really have to worry about that type of behavior right now, or that type of, you don't have to worry about a bunch of Klan members riding down the street in horses with a mask on and burning crosses in people's front lawns right now, because they could barely, most of the people there that are racist, I actually like to call poor racist bigots instead of racist, because you have to have some type of power in order to be called a true racist. My homeboy D-Rail came up with this. He's like, man, y'all not no racist, y'all just bigots. Y'all just don't like black people, but y'all can't do nothing about it. And that is what's going on with the racists or the bigots in Stone Mountain right now. So the reason why I called it one of the worst places to live was just because of the crime. And that year ago when I did make that video, it was because the crime rate was real high at that point. It was like one of the highest in the country, as a matter of fact. So I have been driving through Stone Mountain. Hopefully when I put the drive-through video up, I will probably be talking about the same subject, or I'll just be dubbing over the sound with this actual podcast. So it's nice. It's really nice out there in Stone Mountain. And Stone Mountain's big, so it's not like one small area where you are going to either be in the midst of horror or in the midst of really nice stuff. It's a really big area, city, I would call it. And yeah, you could find some super nice places in Stone Mountain to live, and you wouldn't have to worry about crime, the Klan, or anything. The reason why I brought up the Klan with Stone Mountain is because after they went through all of their deconstruction in Tennessee, they did it was like their place of rebirth in Stone Mountain. That's where they really came back to existence. Or they came back. I'm thinking existence and I'm thinking power, but I don't want to say either one of those. They just came back to be known in Stone Mountain. But like I said, that's lots of years ago. And as of right now, you just gotta, if you do move out to Stone Mountain, you just got to take care of yourself and take care of your family, have some loot, and live in a nice neighborhood. And chances are you wouldn't run into any problems like that. All right. And again, Black Sheep Family and Autism, thanks again for supporting me all these years. All right. Next question or comment is from Farrell World Class Hustler Edmondson. He says, in College Park on Old National, that whole stretch is horrible. And on Godby Road, too. Donnelly Hollowell in Bankhead is bad. East Atlanta Glenwood, Moreland Avenue, Constitution Four Seasons, Castleberry Hill by the old Atlanta Braves Stadium and Atlanta Zoo. Yeah, I know that area. And also Jonesboro Road from Forest Park to Morrow by Southlake Mall and Clayton State are also bad. Yes, they are. thanks for your comment. I don't see anything in that long comment that was a lie. But, I mean, bad is a perception. It's a perception for real. Some people are okay. And when it comes to like places like Jonesboro Road on Forest Park, it's not that it's so bad. It's just that it's just not what you were looking for when you moved to Atlanta. You're looking for a little version of the bright lights and big cities of somewhere like New York. And when you get to Jonesboro, I know they've built a lot since the last time I've been down there. And I'll probably do a drive-through video down there at some point, but it's just dusty down there in Forest Park and Morrow. I hope the people from Jonesboro don't come get on me, because people be real mad when I talk bad about their place that they live. And I lived in Forest Park for a little while, maybe almost 2 years. I lived in Forest Park, so. But at the time when I was in Forest Park, I was a young kid. I was like maybe in my late teens, and it was cool. It was cool then, but it was still very, very, I would say it was not metropolitan is what I would say. Even though there was a lot of like up-to-date stores and streets and like the school was a nice, decent school that I was in, but it still was close to having haystacks blow down the street. That's just how unexciting it was. What's other places he put? He said in Old National is, that's Young Jeezy joint when he was driving down Old National Parkway. I think he said that. And it's just a little rough there. That's like I won't say ghetto, but it's like black neighborhoods where you're pretty sure that the people who live there are just living there until they save up their loot to get up on out of there and move up to nicer areas. So, I mean, it's the same thing like if you grew up in a little poorer area in your city and you're thinking about moving to Atlanta. There's probably some really nice places in your city that you could move to, but that's when it comes to moving. I see the response that I gave to him. It says, as laughing out loud, you didn't name half the city. Yeah, that was a lot of places that he mentioned, but He said, his response was, "You're right, my bad. I got both areas backwards." Oh, he must be talking to someone else. Yeah, he was talking to L.A. Ryan. I guess L.A. Ryan erased his comment since he put it up there. Yeah, but they're just talking about there might be some property crimes, and it's a redeveloping area. But yeah, it's still nice. It's still a lot nicer than some other cities that you could be living in. All right, this is the man with the plan. The man with the plan has also been rocking with Passport King since the early first few videos that I made. So, man with the plan, I would like to thank you for always rocking with me. And yeah, I have been keeping up with your videos, and I know you was doing the drive around videos for a little while in your city, and it was cool. It was cool to watch. So, keep up the good work, and thanks for your support. But he says, "Laugh my ass off." Too funny, but you're right though. Yeah. Thanks for like acknowledging that I'm funny sometimes. I mean, I'm funny to me. I have like one of those dry European type of witty. I won't even say witty. It's just a dry. It's a dry jokes that I have where it's like, you know that joint is. You know, it's like it's cutting deep. But it tickles me on the inside just to say whatever I think is funny in the way that I say it. So like I said, thanks again for always following me and always being down with the Passport King. All right, this one is from Sydney Walker 78. Fantastic video, bro. I was wondering, could you do a video about the good parts of Atlanta to move to? And you know what? He was Mr. Sydney Walker 78. He was the inspiration of the next video that I made about Atlanta, and that was called The Best Places to Live in Atlanta. And after I finish all answering all the questions from this video, I'll probably start answering the questions from that video, because like I said, I'm in the process of just making a lot of content to add to that new Move Into Atlanta channel. And I guess the less work-filled way to do it would be to get this content and reimagine it on that channel. All right. So my response to him was, yeah, I'm working on it. Making the list of that kind is complicated, but once I get the list correct, recording and uploading will be quick. And yep, that's exactly what I did for Mr. Sydney Walker. And you guys all got to enjoy that video. And that video about the best places to live, that was a direct response to Mr. Sydney Walker. So if you enjoyed that video, you could thank him too. All right, next one is from Darnell Walker. He said, "Big ups on this video, my brother. I presently been living here in Atlanta for 27 years, and I totally have to agree with you. Now that there has been gentrification that has been taking place, things are beginning to become a lot better, but only in certain parts of town. And last but not least, I am a big jazz fanatic here in Atlanta." And he's asking, "Who was the artist playing when the video first started? I would appreciate if you could share that information with me, my brother, and big ups again." Cool thing about the song in the beginning of that video, it was actually done by my nephew. And he has a gaming channel that you guys could follow. It's called Strange Dimensions. His name is, I mean, his performer or his producer name was Acid Land. But when you find him on Strange Dimensions, he goes by Steven. Dude is super talented when it comes to making beats and just having an ear for music. So, yo, definitely, if y'all want to check him out, I will also leave Strange Dimensions YouTube page in the comments of this podcast. So yeah, and I don't know where he holds all of his music at, but the music in the beginning of that video, it was like a jazzy type of intro break beat. Yeah, that was all him. Joint was dope too, and I've been begging him to send me beats all the time so I could put them on the background of my Passport Kings videos. And he's provided me with three. Him and my brother, they worked on the actual Passport Kings theme. And that's the like a king, a passport, and then it goes ding ding ding. I mean, I made up the concept of the beat, and y'all could probably hear that concept of that beat in the first few Passport Kings videos that were ever produced. But then as time went on, they definitely hooked me up, and they repurposed that music that I made, and that's the joint that I've been playing for, I would say, at least the last 5 years, and I love it, man. And definitely Acid Land was a part of that. So yeah, Donnell Walker, you just look into the comments of, or you look into the show notes of this podcast, and you will be able to find his information. You can see what you can do about wrestling them beats out of him, because I haven't been that successful at getting music from him. All right, next one is from Therese Irby. Oh, here we go. This is the comments I've been waiting for. Douglas County is one of the safest counties to live. Oh boy. Misunderstood when it comes to my disdain for Douglas County. It's not the people there. It's not the people that live there. It is not the residents. It's not the people who move there from other places and find that to be a great move for them. I'm sure it probably is, especially if they was coming from some rough area in one of the northern states or from the West Coast, and they got Douglasville and Douglas County, and they're probably like, whoo, this is nice. I mean, ain't nobody bothering me. Ain't nobody standing in front of my building when I come home from work. So yeah, I'm sure that you guys in Douglas County are having a great time there. And I thought I made that pretty clear in the video, but let's talk about what I did mention that was so terrible about Douglas County in that video. And not once did I say, I didn't say that it wasn't safe, but actually it's not safe. So I don't want to say that now. It's not, your safety depends on quite a few things. And I'm thinking when you say that it's one of the safest counties to live, you're talking about you're safe from the other residents. The problem is the police force out there. You're not safe from the cops out there, and they are not out there to protect and serve you. They're out here to extort you. And I remember another comment I got where somebody was like, oh, you done went out to Douglas County and you done some things and you got in trouble. No, I didn't. So that's wrong. The fact of the matter is, word coming from Douglasville, and I know people that live there, and I know when I went to visit them, that they are on pins and needles. They're on eggshells out there because the cops are like down home. That one, not down home, just pretty much just they're an extortion force, and they're looking for any small thing that you do. You run that stop sign, you'll wind up in jail running a stop sign. There ain't gonna be no ticket. They can throw you in jail and take half your money away from you because they want you to get your and then they won't even let you get a lawyer. They'll want you to just pay restitution. They want you to go to probation, so you'll be paying probation for a couple of months, if not a year, and they'll put you in jail so you can lose your job at the same time. So I understand when you feel that you're safe around your neighbors, but ask your neighbors, and I'm sure they'll tell you, yeah, neighbors are safe. It's the people that are supposed to be protecting and serving us that's the problem. Douglasville will run you dry. So Therese Irby, if you want to live there, more power to you, and I'm happy for you that you found your utopia. But for people that are outside, I won't even, not outside, because that has a wrong connotation that makes it seem like you're out doing things that you ain't supposed to be doing. But if you're in and out of your home, because I'm sure you're probably super safe from the cops when you're in your home, but if you're in and out of your home, like going back and forth to work, going to the store, anything can happen. And if they get you, they got you. That's just how Douglasville works. I'm working on 30 minutes. I got time for one more question or comment. And I just got to remember who I'm up to. Jamel Smith. Oh, no, that says James Smith. I thought that was one of my homies from back on the block. All right, so this is from James Smith. It says, it's crazy because I grew up in an ATL. And all the places he named are all true to what he is saying. Thank you, James Smith. That's a great way to end off this podcast. Yeah, I wasn't just talking out of my ass. I was actually, I actually did the research. I actually had the experience, and I actually wanted to give my, I wanted to give the people who watched that video, the actual and current truth. So that's what I did. All right, my numbers are turning red, so they're probably telling me that this podcast is only can be 30 minutes long, and I only got 11 minutes left. So. Before I get off, once again, like I said, you guys go to www.passportkings.com so you can get the cheapest flights possible, and make sure that you check out Travel Heads Podcast wherever you download podcasts at. You don't even got to download it. You can just stream it. And that's it, man. Thanks again, guys, and you have a great day. I'll follow up with the rest of those questions on the next episode. Peace.